Così fan tutte. By Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Now, repeat after me. Così fan tutte. This is an introduction to Mozart's Così fan tutte, one of the most miraculous yet problematic works in the entire operatic repertory. Miraculous because some of us believe it to be Mozart's most enchanting operatic score, written within 2 years of his tragically early death and when he was at the height of his amazing powers. Problematic because others have chosen to see the story, the allegedly true social anecdote on which the opera is based, as trivial. Even such a weighty pundit as Richard Wagner castigated Mozart for squandering his God-given talent on a piece of society fluff, tittle-tattle, gossip. Indeed, we can dispose of the actual story of Così fan tutte quite quickly and move on to weightier matters. Two young officers, Ferrando, a tenor, and Guglielmo, a baritone, are engaged to sisters, Fiordaligi, a soprano, and Dorabella, a mezzo-soprano. A very convenient distribution of voices, you might say, if you were about to write an opera about these people. From an older man, Don Alfonso, sometimes described as a philosopher, often as a cynical old bachelor, the two young men accept a bet, that the girls are incapable of remaining faithful to their men. The two boys agree to go away, allegedly to war, return heavily disguised, and woo each other's fiancé. In the course of the opera...